This learning module will cover the Windows Clipboard and printing a document. For this session, I have JAWS and HJPAD opened. If you do not already have these programs loaded, please load them now and bring the HJPAD program into focus by pressing Alt-Tab until you hear Document HJPAD. I'll press Insert T to verify this now.
Title equals Document-HJPAD.
Also, it's a good idea to make sure that your application is maximized, so let's do that by pressing first Alt plus Spacebar.
Alt space menu active restore to move through items press up or down arrow R.
And X to make sure it's maximized.
X leaving menus.
I'm going to type a few lines of text here.
T-O-D-A-Y space I-S space A space B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L space D-A-Y. Exclaim.
And I'll press the insert up arrow for saline.
Today is a beautiful day.
And now I'll press enter to go to the next line because I was at the end of the first line already.
Enter. T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W space I-S space A-L-S-O space G-O-I-N-G space T-O space B-E space A space G-R-E-A-T space N-I-G-H-T period.
And I'll press insert up arrow to read this line.
Tomorrow is also going to be a great night.
Okay, we have a few things here we can practice with, so I'll press Control Home to go to the top of the document.
Top of file. Today is a beautiful day.
You'll recall from some of our earlier lessons that Windows standard keys for selecting text usually include the Shift key as an anchor. If I press the Shift key right now and right arrow, I'll select one character.
T selected.
And again.
O selected.
I'm still holding the Shift key down, and again with the right arrow.
D selected.
And again.
A selected. Y selected.
So you can select a character at a time by pressing Shift and an arrow key, either in forward or reverse motion. You can select to the end of the line by pressing Shift End. I'll go ahead and press Shift End to select the rest of this line.
Selected is a beautiful day.
Now, I've let go of my Shift key and everything on that line now is highlighted or selected. The commands for the Windows clipboard are Control C to copy, Control X to cut, and Control V as in Victor to paste. Once the text is selected, you can press these key combinations. I'll press Ctrl-C to copy this text to the clipboard now.
Copied selected text to clipboard.
Now I'm going to press Ctrl-End to move to the bottom of the document.
Bottom of file. Tomorrow is also going to be a great night.
And I'm at the end of the second line that I had typed, so I'll press Enter to insert a blank line.
Enter.
Now I'm going to press Ctrl-V to paste what I just copied to the clipboard.
Paste the text from clipboard.
And I'll do a saline to verify that it's there.
Blank.
The reason it said blank is because I actually copied the carriage return at the end of the line, so I'm now on line 4. So instead of saline, I'll press up arrow now.
Today is a beautiful day.
And again, I'll press up arrow.
Tomorrow is also going to be a great night.
And another up arrow.
Today is a beautiful day.
And so we're at the top of our document. If I press up arrow again, I should hear a ding.
Today is a beautiful day.
And the line repeated, so I know I'm at the top of the file. The general Windows clipboard can only hold one selected item at a time, whether that's a word, or a phrase, or an entire document. The Windows clipboard will hold that information until it's replaced by either another copy or a paste command, or until you clear the Windows clipboard manually, or until you shut down that session of Windows. For practical purposes, just remember that only one item can be held on the Windows clipboard in Windows 95, 98, and Millennium. Whenever you copy something else, the first item that was there is gone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Control End to go to the bottom of the file.
Bottom of file, blank.
And I land on that blank line that I had created before, and I'll press Control V one more time just to show that the first text that I had copied to the clipboard is still there.
Paste the text from clipboard.
And again, it inserted the carriage return from the end of the line, so I'm on the line below that, so I should have two lines that are the same right above me. I'll press up arrow once.
Today is a beautiful day.
And again.
Today is a beautiful day.
And one more time will take us to the one about the night.
Tomorrow is also going to be a great night.
Very good. Now, let's say that we want to change the word night to day at the end of this line. So I'm going to press end.
End.
That moved me to the end of the line, and I'll press left arrow.
Period.
That moved me just to the left of the period at the end of the word night. I'll press Control Shift left arrow, which is the keystroke from Windows to select a word at a time.
Night selected.
And we hear night selected. What I'm going to do now is cut with Control X the word night out of this document.
Cut text.
Now I'm going to just simply type in day.
D-A-Y.
Well, it's not necessary to cut and then type, because typing would have replaced the selected text, I want to demonstrate this, that now, on my clipboard, we should have one word, night. So I'm going to press Control-End to go to the bottom of the file again.
Bottom of file, blank.
And press Control-V to paste.
Paste the text from clipboard.
Now I'll do a say line.
Night.
And my previously selected text that I had copied to the clipboard, Today is a Beautiful Day, has now been replaced with a single word, night. I think this gives you a pretty good overview of the Windows clipboard. Again, it can hold only one item at a time. If you cut or copy something else, whatever was pasted there previously is gone. So remember when you're using it to make sure that if you cut something and paste it, you want to make sure you actually pasted it before you delete it or before you copy or cut something else. Now, let's talk about printing this document. Under the word File on the menu bar, you should find a print command. Let's press Alt plus the letter F.
Alt F, menu active, File, new dot dot dot, Control plus N. To move through items, press up or down arrow, N.
You also heard the hotkey combination Control plus the letter N for new document, and the accelerator key for while you're in a menu, the underline letter N. I'll down arrow.
Open dot dot dot, Control plus O, O.
And again.
Save, Control plus S, S.
And again.
Save as dot dot dot, A.
And one more time.
Print dot dot dot, Control plus P, P.
Now, while you're in a menu, Control-P would not work. Control-P is designed to be used so that you don't have to go to the menus. So, a quick command to print a document would be Control-P. Or, you can navigate to the File menu, and most file menus have a print command there, just like this. I'm going to go ahead and press Enter now, and we should get a print dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, print dialog, printer name, colon, combo box, generic slash text only, 1 of 1, to change the selection use the arrow keys, Alt N.
Now, you probably have a different printer installed on your machine. This is a test machine, so there's actually not one installed, and I just chose a generic text only printer driver. But you land in the printer name dialog box when you go into the print dialog. In some print dialogs, you'll land in a number of copies edit field. It just depends on the type of printer that's installed on your computer. I'm going to press Tab to move to the next control.
Tab, printer properties button to activate, press spacebar, Alt-P.
Most print dialogs have properties for each printer, and you can go in and change those. I won't go into that here, but just be aware that it's there.
Tab, printer, print the file, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar, Alt-L.
This is also a common checkbox found in many print dialog boxes, allowing you to print instead of to an ink print or a braille embosser to save it to a file.
Tab, print range all radio button checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, all day.
Here you have a print range, and most of the time you're going to leave it on the default, which is all. However, many times you may need to reprint a specific page. So, if you down arrow here in this list,
Grid range pages radio button check 2 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow Alt G.
Okay, now I'm saying pages, and I'll press the tab key.
Tab, grid range from colon edit 1. Type a text, Alt F.
And tab again.
Tab, grid range to colon edit. Type a text, Alt T.
This would enable me to say if I had a 10-page document and I needed to print pages 3 through 5, I could choose this radio button and type in the from field 3 and in the to field 5, and it would print pages 3 from 5 inclusive. I'm going to shift tab now back to the radio button.
Shift tab, grid range from colon edit 1. Type shift tab, grid range pages radio button check 2 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow Alt G.
And I'll press up arrow to go back to all.
Grid range all radio button checked 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow Alt A.
Now, let's press tab and move to the next control.
Tab, grid range from colon edit 1. Type a text, Alt F.
Even though my selection is still on all, I still land in this edit field. This may not be the case for every printer, so just go on and keep pressing tab.
Tab, grid range to colon edit, type a text, Alt T.
And again.
Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
And finally, you land on an OK button, and there's also one other button here.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press space bar.
And I'll go ahead and press tab one more time.
Tab, printer name colon combo box, generic slash text only, 1 of 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt N.
Now, you should have landed on a number of copies at some point if you press tab throughout your dialog box. In this case, it's not there because I don't actually have a printer installed. So, my number of copies is dimmed out. But the number of copies is usually underlined C, and JAWS Tutor Mode will tell you what that is if you want to jump to it quickly. We ended up back in the Name Combo Box. This is where if you have more than one printer installed, you could down arrow through this list or up arrow through this list to change printers. Most people will typically have only one printer installed, but many of you who work in an office environment or who have several printers may have actually 2 or 3 printers installed at home. So, let's find out what the default button is by pressing Insert E.
Default button is OK.
So, at this point, I'm ready to print my page. I've gone through and, in theory, chosen how many copies I want to print and the necessary pages if needed. And now I'm going to simply press the Enter key.
Enter, edit, type of text.
And I'm back in my document, and the print job has gone off.